So the question was, the tradition, whenever you say the word or the name Jesus, you offer a little bow to your head. That's just how it was taught. It's actually from scriptures where it says that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend. That would be kind of odd, especially as people are using Jesus' name in non-prayerful ways. But boy, wouldn't that be fun? Someone says, Jesus Christ, you take a kneel. That would be a really great thing. But we do it simply because it's our way of showing reverence and respect. And so it's a great question, and something that maybe we can teach our families that, just to make sure that we don't do it so that people think that we, I don't know, have like a neck problem or anything like that. Questions? Any questions? Yes, please. Twofold. Okay. So, a question about, obviously you know someone in college who needs a little bit of information, because the question was there any books about faith, particularly in baptism, there are tons. You just gotta Google them. You just have to search them out. I've got some amazing books out there as well, so, and they can be helpful, because you're asking specifically about baptism, but what college kids need is understanding of faith in general. And that's why I do recommend a couple things. One, when you're getting resources, read it yourself so that when you give it to a gift and it's a gift, you actually know what you're getting. There's a lot of bad stuff out there too. There's fake news and there's this bad catechism. And so what you need is to find something that you understand so that when you give it a gift, if there are questions, you can hopefully answer and engage. But what they need is more than anything, fuller mixture of faith, not just one sacrament. And there are a lot of ways that you can do that. The first way you can do it is just simply to ask them what are their questions. Because giving them a book ain't going to help. But asking them what are your questions about faith, then you can actually find those answers together. Giving a book, horrible, unless it's one of mine. But if you are going to do that, you can see we're trying to answer people's questions, not shove faith down their throat. You see the difference in teaching? The second thing you can do, and I really recommend this, do not buy your kids any more Christmas gifts or birthday gifts. Save that money and put them on a pilgrimage with me. But basically, and I'm being very serious, because put them on a pilgrimage, but with people that can relate to them. That way they get an experience of faith and not just information. Because information without inspiration is useless facts. They need to have an experience of faith. Get them out of the pews and into the world. And if you send them on a pilgrimage, be really careful, because they can get stuck with just a bunch of quote-unquote old people who pray all day. And that would be horrible for their experience. Get them on a pilgrimage that is going to engage them. And also have really great liquor on it as well. So, again, an experience is what we're looking for. By the way, yes, sir, good. So the question is, most of you all, he said, are from up north. Are there any appearances that I give up in the northern area? I'm all over this country, so what you want to do is go to just my website, Father Leo Feeds, as in like gives you food, .com. You'll see, go to events, it'll show you a calendar. It only gives you like 3 months at a time, but I'm booked like 3 years in advance. So I am traveling all the time. Not fully 3 years in advance. It's not like I'm the Pope or anything like that. But I am booked well in advance, so they're all there. And so just, here's what you do. Sign up for the free weekly email blast, and you get them on basically, I think, on Thursdays. Just sign up. Sign your kids up to them so that they'll be like, why am I getting this priest who cooks email each week? And you'd be like, I don't know. And that would be your way of at least just kind of inviting them to something. So, yes, oh, my uncle, I'm a great quack. Yes, sir. Every priest has to say Alleluia, because that's just part of the ritual, except for during Lent. So during Lent, we actually, the Latin rite takes away that phrase, Alleluia, and we replace it with the English version, Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I don't quite get that, because in the Eastern Rite Church, which is Catholic as well, they don't say Alleluia once. They say it like 15 times during the Lenten season. So that's just one of those man-made things that I don't fully understand, but because I'm Catholic, I will play along. But more importantly, it does make you excited to say it at Easter. So like as you're restricted during the Lenten season and then go completely crazy at Easter, that's perhaps what they're trying to do is hold back some of that celebration and holding it for later. Yes, last question. What is for dinner tonight? So we are going to actually be, because it's the Feast of St. Joseph, we're actually going to be making something called penne alla vodka. So it's a vodka sauce, because this ain't no Baptist church. But it's going to be a lot of fun to just cook for you all. And so, because it is also still Lent, it's not like I can have foie gras or anything like that, or chateaubriand. So we are going to make a nice pasta dish. There's going to be some rolls and some salad, and I think that's what they have in. But really, what you're going there for is the message and the cooking demonstration. And then, of course, if you're good, I'll add more vodka to the sauce. All right. Actually, we'll do one more question, and then I've got to get ready. Yes, ma'am. So which came first, priest or chef? I'm so glad that I wrote about it in those books available at the front there, because it kind of explains it. So I had always cooked as a child, and I was always interested, but I never wanted to be a chef just because they worked way too hard. And I experienced my conversion, and I studied culinary, and I studied at the North American College of Rome. And while I was studying there, I also took some cooking courses during my breaks and vacation time. So it kind of came about at the same time, but I was ordained a priest. And then after priesthood, this movement grew into something crazy, which you will hear about tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I know there's confusion about what time it is, but it is at 6 o'clock. You can get there at 5:30. Doors will be open, but it starts at 6. And you can learn about the movement when you go there, or you can get the books. So I will be back. I have to get myself ready, and we will begin in a few minutes with an opening hymn in just a moment.